From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. Today is Thursday, August 7th. I'm Ala Kuziz. A shortage of childcare centers in St. Louis has only grown since nearly 40 were damaged by the May 16 tornado.
Everybody needs childcare, no matter who you are, no matter what position you held, your career, everybody needs childcare when you have a child in the home.
St. Louis Public Radio's education reporter Hiba Ahmed stopped by two centers to see how they're recovering. That's coming up after this news on The Gateway. Starting this month, St. Luke's Hospital in De Pere is closed for good. St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fentum reports the future of the property remains uncertain.
St. Luke's officials announced in June that the 143-bed hospital did not have enough patients to justify staying open. They also noted what they called a changing healthcare landscape and financial pressures. According to a notice posted on the Missouri Department of Workforce Development website, 336 people at the hospital lost their jobs. Of those, 210 were full-time. A spokeswoman for the hospital says around half of the workers were able to find new roles at St. Luke's locations. That includes the system's flagship hospital in Chesterfield, which remains open. She says the company's still finalizing plans for the future of the hospital campus on Doherty Ferry Road. Experts have said hospitals are at risk of financial squeezes as changes to Medicaid kick in over the next few years. I'm Sarah Fentum, St. Louis Public Radio.
A Metro East IDOT maintenance facility along Interstate 64 will soon be powered by solar energy. This is a pilot project that helps move Illinois toward its goal of achieving net zero emissions by 2050. Democratic State Representative Jay Hoffman says he believes this project will be replicated at several other maintenance yards.
I'm hopeful that we'll take all of the other yards that are available with the land being available, and we put these types of projects, solar projects and or wind projects, right next to them.
The project, which costs just under $700,000, will be completed in 30 to 60 days. In an Illinois state fair tradition dating back more than 100 years, the state's butter cow has been unveiled. Alex Degman reports.
Sculptor Sarah Pratt has once again taken hundreds of pounds of unsalted butter and transformed it into a dairy-filled ode to agriculture. This year's sculpture features the cow and a young companion who's looking through butter binoculars in search of adventure. Governor J.B. Pritzker says the butter cow showcases the best of Illinois.
Illinois, you know, is an agricultural powerhouse state. We truly are, and we also are a state that has a real artistic spirit, and the unveiling of the butter cow sort of represents both of those things.
It takes about 5 days to sculpt the cow. This year's Illinois State Fair starts today and runs through the 17th in Springfield. I'm Alex Degman.
Researchers at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln say government officials and the public sometimes talk past each other about drought. They held focus groups and studied social media posts about the 2022 drought that affected most residents of Missouri, as well as Iowa, Nebraska, and Kansas. Journalism professor Corey Armstrong says the public was often interested in the effects of drought.
Individual farmers and members of the public were really talking about the impacts of drought on them. So, I haven't had rain in 35 days. My ground is so dry, I can't plant anything. I've lost an entire crop of corn.
Yet public officials often stuck to narrow topics of information, such as tracking rainfall, which didn't address these broader public concerns. Music at the Intersection is expanding this year's festival with a fourth main stage and a longer conference over multiple days. The festival, now known as MADI, announced the full schedule and festival map today. Sophie's Artist Lounge will now host a main stage along with the Big Top, the Sovereign, and the Field Stage. The festival will take place between September 12th and 14th. Main stage performances will begin early afternoon. Conferences will also expand from one day to the weekend. Some of the panels focus on entrepreneurship, corporate building, and social media and podcast strategy to promote music. Some sessions will be led by Arch Grants as well as former Carnival CEO Arnold Donald. A shortage of childcare centers in St. Louis has grown since the May 16 tornado. 44 centers were in the path of the storm, and 40 of them were damaged. St. Louis Public Radio's Hiba Ahmed stopped by two of them to see how they're rebuilding.
Hi, Carter. Hi. Students rush to hug Tori Thomas. She's the owner of Magical Minds Child Care 2. She's kind of their favorite person.
It's okay, Jada. She's a little sassy one right there. She's so sassy.
The Vibrant Center on Page Boulevard serves parents who work all hours of the day.
Everybody needs child care, no matter who you are, no matter what position you held, your career, everybody needs child care when you have a child in the home.
It was a very different picture on May 16th when an EF3 tornado blew directly through the neighborhood.
Oh my God, the gates were all down. Toys were blown all the way over there on Page. The whole playground was just all out Page, all on the side.
It was a similar scene at Jamaica Showers Play Care Center on Natural Bridge Avenue. Owner Jamaica Showers had just stepped out to grab some lunch when the sky grew dark and green. She called the center, but kept getting a busy signal. There were 20 kids inside.
Some of these houses over here is completely gone. So I'm like, oh my God, them babies is in this house. So when you start seeing those houses completely gone, oh Lord, I didn't even want to pull up. I just stopped for a minute and I'm like, Lord, I don't want to pull up to this house and this house looked like that.
She was relieved to find her staff and students tucked safely in the basement.
The kids don't know. Nothing's going on. They're having a ball. They having so much fun reading the books with the flashlights and stuff like that.
Showers and Thomas's facilities are among the 40 child care centers that were damaged by the tornado. Showers closed for about 6 weeks. Thomas and Magical Minds closed for 3. 7 centers haven't reopened, which Tamika Perrine says has placed an increased burden on an already stressed system. She's the executive director of the Gateway Early Childhood Alliance, a nonprofit working to solve the child care shortage in St. Louis.
People don't understand that child care isn't just about babysitting. It's not just about child care. It's a great impact to the entire community.
She estimates that before the storm, there was a shortage of 20,000 seats in the St. Louis area. That number has grown by about 300 seats since the tornado.
So we've got a long way to go, but I'm optimistic. The beauty is that during the tornado, the community really came together and rallied around the early childhood community.
Perrine helped launch the Early Childcare Tornado Response Team, which has been working with centers throughout the summer to help them repair and reopen. Shady contractors, water damage from subsequent thunderstorms, and price hikes on building materials have made the road to recovery difficult. Showers has spent upwards of $35,000 on repairs before insurance.
So I went into my own savings and my own business account and did what I had to do. Even though it drained me, I'm back up and running.
Thomas has spent about $7,000, but she says it's important to the families she serves that they're back up and running.
A lot of my parents don't have the careers of doctors, nurses, lawyers, you know. They work at like Sam's, clinics, you know, housekeeping. They're thinking, this is your job, you're supposed to come to work. But not thinking, she has to find another child care center to put our babies in another set of strangers' hands that she don't know. So that puts a lot of barrier on the parents as well.
Perrine said she'd like to see business leaders and city officials do more to support the child care system in St. Louis.
If we were able to come together and solve this early childhood problem, we could solve so many things. We really could. And we could drive the community as a whole forward in so many amazing ways.
I'm Hiba Ahmed, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Brian Moline edited that story. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis. Music is by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Ala Kuziz, and from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this has been The Gateway.